From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Very good numbers from Main Freight, mind you. We always say that, don't we?
Yeah, we kind of do. Yeah, so Main Freight, one of the more well-known, I suppose, and larger listed companies on the NZX. So just under $7 billion market cap at the moment. Sort of as a window into New Zealand, you know, that's what reporting season gives us. But Main Freight, more of a global company these days. They'd given guidance to this result in the form of a trading update in February. So that was probably, you know, for about the first 80% of the year. So this result confirms the last part of the financial year through to the end of March 23. Look, the result may be a touch under market consensus, but overall a good result. Activity weakened towards the end of the year, Mike. I suppose this is one of the key takeaways. So slowing into the balance date. So to use the old cliche, it was a game of two halves. Really strong first half of the year, but growth reversing in the second half of the year. Now, Main Freight and other logistics companies had really benefited from that lift in freight rates during the COVID period. But what we've seen is international sort of freight congestion has been easing, and with that, so have freight rates. So that's good for customers, and it's good for the cost of moving stuff and things around, but it has an impact on revenue of businesses like Main Freight. So their air and ocean division, volume's down about 8%. So there is actually less stuff being moved around. This is all part of this global economic slowdown. So takeaway, deceleration into the end of the year. The question is, you know, do you extrapolate that over the following year? But look, as the company points out, Mike, this is the 13th year of ever-increasing revenue growth and profitability increases. Revenue was still up 8.8%, net profit up 20%. That second 6 months, even though it was slowing, it was still the third strongest six-month period ever for Main Freight. Just looking at their outlook statement, the company described the result as satisfactory. Macro conditions are expected to deteriorate further, reducing freight volumes. And then what we're hearing from everyone, increasing inflation, pushing up costs. They're trying to reprice and move and pass some of those costs on. They are reducing recruitment. They did make a comment about how trading has gone since March, and they've basically said weakness in volume and activity in the next 6 months of trading will be challenging. Share price a little weak yesterday, down 3.3%.
Not as challenging as Tower in a cyclone.
Oh my gosh. So they also gave us guidance earlier this month, and we talked about that. And yeah, but they confirmed these are their half year results, all about the weather events. The underlying loss, including those weather events, of $3.3 million. Mike, they talked about the frequency of these major events, and while they're saying the frequency is increasing, the last 12 months has been an anomaly. We can only hope that that is the case. Look, if we exclude the major events, underlying profit did increase. There was one line of interest in this report that I thought I would share, a little random piece of input into the rising crime discussion. Tao referred to motor vehicle theft. And again, Mike, facts don't lie. Their words, increasing motor theft and a higher frequency of motor claims post-COVID contributed to a rise in business as usual claims. So they are seeing more vehicle thefts.
Interesting. Right, what are the numbers?
What have we got this morning? We've got the Dow Jones is up 14 points, 32,814. The S&P 500 having a good day, up over 1%, 4158. And the Nasdaq's on a tear. It's up almost 2%, 241 points, 12,725. The FTSE 100 fell 56 points, 0.75%, 7570. The Nikkei was the other way. It gained 0.39%, 30,801. Shanghai Composite just down 3. The ASX 200 yesterday, they lost 1.05%, closing at 7138. And we had a relatively small move yesterday on the NZX 50, down 12 points, closing at 11,959. Kiwi dollar is still sort of weaker post the RBNZ, 0.6061 against the US, 0.9305 against the Aussie, 0.5651 against the Euro, 0.4916 against the pound, 84.81 against the Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $1,943. Brent crude, $75.83. And just on the debt ceiling you mentioned at the start, start of this cross, this is all completely, I think, to be expected. Brinksmanship, uncertainty, it's all part of what we're going to have to go through for them to get a resolution.
Good call. You have a great weekend. See you next week. JMIWealth.co.nz. One and only Andrew Kelleher.